Log Talk Radio.
Shining bright, going hard, living big, like a star. Keep trying to get it, already got it. There ain't nothing no one can do about it.
Talk about God, trying to get it in, we trying to win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your host and co-host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Pastor Kashima Douglas, on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Excuse my voice this morning. The scripture for this morning is Psalm 72:7. In his days may the righteous flourish, and prosperity around to the moon is no more. Psalm 72:7, in his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is an honor and a privilege as always to join you guys.
We can't hear you saying anything, sir. There you go.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Dinah Douglas. Here's my lovely wife mentioned earlier. It is an honor and a privilege as always to have you guys come on and join us. Come alongside of us every morning to share your first fruit, which is sharing the Word of God. And we thank you guys so very much for that honor and that privilege to be a part of your day. Before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for your tender mercies, God, and your loving kindness, God, and your grace, God, that is ever before us. God, we thank you for your willing and obedient power, God, that is a part of our life, God. God, we thank you for walking with us and guiding us and leading us on every hand. God, we thank you for the strength that abides. God, we thank you for your loving kindness, God. God, that is just hovering over our life, God. We thank you for your tender mercies. God is consistently with us on today. God, today we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer, God, is that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, whatever way you decide to touch them, God, we will be so greatly appreciative. Whatever situation or circumstances they stand in the need of. Father, our prayer is, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, sit down inside of them, God, with everything that they need, God. God, to be able to go through, God, the storms of life and this natural storm that is coming. God, we pray for their minds today, God. God, settle their minds on this morning, God. God, we pray for their hearts, God. Settle their hearts on this morning. God, we pray, God, for their hearing today, God. God, that if anything is being spoken to their ears, God, by the enemy, God, to keep them confused or in a place of struggle, God, we pray that you will remove that thing from them. God, we thank you for doing all of these things. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We would like to also, guys, thank all of the countries that are listening in on this morning. Most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, we thank you guys for listening in. Every morning that you guys are listening in, we're so appreciative for you taking out that time to share your first food with us every morning. And we understand and realize that some of these countries, guys, that listen in, these guys are threatened by their threatened for their life to be listening in. So we thank you for that honor of being able to speak life into you through the word of God. And we have the United States, of course, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Guyana, we have Ghana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. And we thank you guys so very much for listening in every day, as you guys do. And my soapbox moment is always about these countries that listen in. Guys, we cannot take for granted that these people, their very lives sometimes are in jeopardy simply because they're listening into our broadcast or listening in, period, into the gospel arena at all, anything that has anything to do with preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, sharing the gospel, reading the Bible. These people's lives are in jeopardy on a day-to-day basis. Some of these people's families are being dragged into the street because of the simple fact that they share the gospel with their neighbors and with their friends and with their family. Some of these people are made examples out of. Their children are put into slavery. Their wives are turned into slaves for some fraction in that country. So the privilege for us to sit back and literally read the Bible, the privilege for us to listen to the gospel, the privilege for us to be a part of this worldwide gospel connection broadcast that we're doing right now. We are so grateful to be able to share that gospel in that country. And we're consistently and constantly praying that God will move by his power to bring them into a place of freedom to where this word is able to reach someone and reach the hearts of those who are over these people, to turn their hearts, to turn their mindsets, to turn their mentality from the way that it is as far as them living this gospel and preaching this gospel and sharing this gospel. And I'm so honored to be able to share that gospel, and maybe that they would hear that gospel, they would change their hearts and change their minds. And we could all worship God together. You know, the Bible tells us our job is to go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come. sometimes our feet can't make it over there. The coronavirus is keeping us from getting across the water. The coronavirus is keeping us from getting on planes and going into other countries right now. So our voice to be able to go across the sea, to speak a word of change, a word of life to those that are across, that our brothers and sisters in other countries, is it's an honor and a privilege. We do not take our job and our opportunity lightly. We thank you so very much for coming alongside of us to share in that. So please consistently and constantly pray, not only just for us, but pray for these other countries as well, that God will make a change, you know, in the lives of those that are there, and that things will actually move for them. Amen. So, again, that's my little soapbox moment this morning on that, the Worldwide Gospel Connection countries that are listening in. That's my little soapbox moment for that. Listen, guys, we have a very severe weather alert that is here in Houston. Those of you all that are here in Houston and Texas, we have a very severe weather watch that's going on. Louisiana can be affected by this as well. For those of you all who are listening in Louisiana, listen, guys, be careful, be mindful. If you have dogs trying to drive through the water, amen. Thank you for reminding me of that, baby. Please do not try to drive through no water. If it does not look safe, turn around. You know, we have a saying that turn around and don't drown. We got that here in Houston. You know, if that water, even the slightest little bit of water, guys, it can look like it's nothing, but because it could possibly be a sinkhole, obviously, because you can't tell if that's a ditch on that other side. We have seen so many people that have drove through water and not came out of it, you know. And my prayer for us is our mindset. We make the right choices while we're in this. It is crucial, ladies and gentlemen, that we do not do anything foolish as far as trying to go through this water, go through all of this stuff that's going on out there.
Not to say. Make sure everyone have water,
yes.
Bread, peanut butter and jelly,
yeah.
Lunch meat, something in case the lights go out. Get your candles, get your flashlights, have your to-go bag just in case you have to leave. You don't have to rush to get everything together. Be with your family. Y'all stick together. Ride this out. God is the only one and the only one you need to focus on, not this storm. Focus on him.
Amen. Now, one of the things that I admonish you guys to do, if you guys are going to hunker down, if you guys are going to stay and hunker down, y'all get together and y'all pray and read the Bible together. That's I mean,
you
got something that's not going
to
do
so
it.
So you
got
to be transparent. So
yeah,
you
we are being transparent. But
some
yeah.
Family members not going to do that.
Yeah.
But you can still pray. They don't have to know what you're doing.
They may not want to pray with you, but y'all pray.
You still pray.
Yeah. You pray and talk to God and y'all. Because, you know what I'm saying, right now, we don't know what direction it's going to go in. Lady Douglas and I, we got our mind already set up just in case if something happens, just in case if something go left. We already know what we already have a plan in place. And that's what I admonish you guys to do, get your plan in place. If you have not thought about talking about trying to figure out what you're going to do, just in case you have to leave, get yourself geared up for that idea. Map out in your mind, okay, which direction we need to go in. If you have to stand, if you have to step outside, why it's still, you know, if you can't go anywhere, find high ground, right? Some people don't have transportation. You're absolutely right. Some people don't have transportation. If you guys live in an apartment complex, it's just the higher ground. Just go in the higher ground. Be watchful, be mindful. You're talking about a survival from Hurricane Harvey where I was actually trapped on a porch on the front porch of my house for 2 days because I decided I was going to ride out of the storm. That was a decision that I made on my own. And right now, hindsight 2020, I ain't doing that no more. We're not doing that again because I understand that if we right here in Harris County, and some of the neighboring towns, Harris County and some of the neighboring counties, they have given us what they call a volunteer evacuation. If we decide we want to evacuate, we can. So that's a given right now. So we'll make that decision to do what we have to do as far as that. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, don't drown, turn around. Here in Houston, that's the saying. Please take that into consideration for all the other states that are going to be affected. Beaumont is one of the towns that is going to be affected. They said Louisiana is possibly getting affected. Galveston most definitely is where it's coming from. They evacuated Galveston on yesterday. Mandatory evacuation for Galveston on yesterday. So no one, when I say nobody, I mean nobody, is there. They evacuated Galveston. They made sure everybody left. So, yeah, we don't know who they are, but they said, we don't know who they are, but they say the mandatory evacuation. Some people not, you know, some people want to leave. Some people, yeah. But it was a mandatory evacuation issue for Galveston County. So, guys, listen, be careful out there. Those of you all who are traveling, trying to get here, get to a safer place, get to Houston or Dallas or wherever you guys are going to, be safe, be careful. We are praying for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a special prayer at the end of the broadcast for those of you all who are on your way traveling through this pandemic/hurricane watch warning situation. I'm just amazed at how, you know, we're seeing all these things, but we also realize that God is getting in control. And so I have a word that we're going to share this morning with you guys as far as that is concerned as well. So please be mindful of that. Listen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And we'll be right back to share something with you guys to encourage your heart on this morning.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. I know you're broken, but
that anybody can fight. But the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning
season. I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, co-pastor Kashima Douglas. You on Worldwide Gospel Connection this morning. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys so very much for joining us on this morning. We have a word to share with you guys on this morning. I want to share a word of comfort to you this morning, a word of strength to you this morning, just to give you a push, give you a drive throughout this thing that we're in currently right now. But I do realize that God is not only able, but He is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think in the midst of what we're going through. God will take us to that next dimension, to that next place. Amen. So, those of you who have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 91. Psalms 91, scripture that we've heard in our hearing before. Some of these, this scripture may even be one of you guys, what I call go-to passages of scripture. But Psalms 91, and 1 is where we're going to go. We're going to read 1 and verse 2. Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2. Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2. So as you guys are looking for that passage of scripture, let's go into prayer. Father God, we thank you for your unmerited favor, God, your continual mercies and graces, God. God, that is with us daily. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that, God, as we partake of your word on today, God, that it'll be a word of strength and that it'll be a word of life. It'll be a word of overcoming, God. It'll be a word that will give those that are under the sound of our voice, God, the ability to withstand, God, that whatever this thing is called life that has come against them, come against their situation, their circumstances, God. God, to have them trapped and captivated by what is going on. So this morning, God, our prayer is, God, as we speak this word, God, we ask that let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2. Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. I'm going to read that again. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Those of you all who are in this place right now, where you're dealing with what I would really consider as a place of confusion, maybe a place of despair, a place of trying to figure out what direction to go in. Can I be the bearer of good news for you on this morning? No matter where you may find yourself at this morning, know that God has his hand on your life. Know that no matter how rough this road may be, no matter how terrible the trials may be, no matter how tribulation may be overwhelming you right now, know that in the midst of this, God still got you. It's right now. It seems as if there is no answer. I know that it seems as if there is no way out. I know that it seems as there is no outcome that will bring you to a place of resolution where you are. But I stopped by this morning to the Worldwide Gospel Connection to let you guys know on this morning that God is your secret place. God is your secret place. Don't fret, don't fear, don't worry, don't get yourself all caught up in the ideology of what's going on around you, because I get it. We got a pandemic going on, and we done turned around, and not only do we have a pandemic going on, but we got a hurricane going on. We got all kinds of things that's going on in our life, and it seems like you're throwing up your hand, and you're saying, oh, my God, where are you at right now? What is really going on? But can I be the bearer of good news? God is your secret place. Don't look at the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are temporal. I love that scripture because it gives me hope. Can I put a pin right there for you? It gives me hope. That scripture says, the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are unseen is eternal. Let me help you to that eternal thing real quick. The things that are seen is temporal. That means that thing that you see right now, the scripture says the enemies you see today, my God, you won't see them again. Watch what has to happen first before you get to that place to where you don't see your enemies anymore. You have to get to the place to where you got to get past that thing that you're in. Right now, you may be in a stormy place. Right now, you may be in a place to where all that you see is death, despair, and let down. But can I be the voice of reason to your own this morning? There's a reason for you being there. There's a purpose behind everything that God does. There is a reasoning behind everything that God does. God has a purpose. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not as evil to bring you to your expected. Come on here, somebody, and shout your end, because at the end of what it is God has already put some things together, and because he put some things together, that means the storm and the pandemic, good God from Zion, was already orchestrated and planned in the process of what he had to do. I know it seemed difficult, I know it seemed tough, I know it seemed like you saying to yourself, well, God, I got all this other stuff going on with me. He said, I'll never put more on you. Come on here, somebody, and help me preach this morning. I'll never put more on you than you can bear. Don't worry about the load. The load, good God from Zion. The load is built to build your faith. God, help me. Now faith is, come on here and help me preach this morning. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. I put that yet in there. That was me. I put the yet in there. You got a yet. Come on here. Oh, God, help me. I got a yet praise that's down on the inside of me. I got a yet testimony down in me. I got a yet run down in me. I got a yet shout down in me. I got a yet God is able down on the inside of me. I got a yet. Come on here. While you're going through what you're going through, believe and understand there is a yet that's attached to your life. In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, you are my refuge. I'm going to let that marinate on your heart real good. I will say unto the Lord, you are my refuge. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. I'm in the car with me. Let's go for a ride up the road of despair and distress and anguish and heartache and heartbreak and heart breakdown and all this other stuff. The land of nothingness. Let's hop in the car with me and take a ride with me, because I want to let you know that even though you may be on that road, God is still your refuge. Come on here. He's still your refuge. There is still a plan that is already set up in your life. We didn't cover that part, but watch this. He is your refuge. Watch the word refuge. The word refuge means that he is a safe haven. He is a place where you can hide when your issues and your circumstance get to be a little bit too much. He is the, come on here and help me preach this morning. He is a place to where when storms of life come here, when trials of life come here, when a financial issue come up, when the sickness and diseases come up, when you lose a loved one, he is a refuge. He is a safe haven. He's a safe place. See, you can find safety in him. Irregardless of what you may be going through, I know sometimes it's difficult because you're saying to yourself, you're saying, God, God, why am I here? Why am I dealing with this? What is it that I've done? Where has it been? What is the word that I'm experiencing right now? Why am I in this place of calamity? Why am I in this place of heartache and heartbreak and letdown? Why am I in this place of tears when I know that I serve you? He says, even in that time, I am your refuge. I am your refuge. I am your refuge. I am your help in the present time of trouble. When your enemies, come here, let's talk come and try to eat of your flesh. Come on. They say he come to pick the meat off your bones. When they come to try to eat of your flesh, when they try to come and pick everything off you, when they try to pat you down, when you say, I'm your refuge, come on, hide in me. No weapon formed against you. Watch the weapon. Watch the weapon. Let me help you with the weapon. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm going to say it again because I want y'all to get it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Did not say the weapon wasn't going to be formed. It did not say that the weapon would not be fired. It didn't even say that the weapon wasn't going to hit its target. It said no weapon formed against you will prosper. Let me help you to your happy place. Let me help you to your happy place. Even though the weapon has been formed, even though the weapon has been fired, even though the weapon has hit its target, the weapon, even though it hit the target, it does not. It's not going to prosper. It's not going to accomplish the thing that the weapon was designed to do. Yeah, it may feel like it. I know how you feel. It may feel like it because you're sitting there and you got a face full of tears and you're crying your eyes out. But then in the midst of that, can I help you with your tears this morning? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Let me give you the whole scripture. He says that he says, its wrath may last but a moment, but your tears. Watch this. He say weeping may endure for a night. The tears may be rolling today, but watch this. Your morning time is just around the corner. Can I help you to your happy place on this morning? Your tomorrow morning is the next. Is only solely designed or solely dependent on when you decide that this is your morning. Come here. Stop. When you going to stop crying is basically what I'm asking you this morning. When you going to get up, rise, Sally, rise. Wipe your weeping eyes. Put your hand on your hip, Sally, and let your backbone slip. Come on and get into it. Get yourself up and dust yourself off. Wipe your eyes and rise to the occasion because the enemy's desire is to keep you in the place of negativity, to keep you in the place of despair, to keep you in the place of where you don't know what direction you're going to go in. But can I help you this morning, Sally? Get yourself up. Dust yourself off. Put you on a real nice dress. Go make your face up and go do your hair and walk out and smile in the devil's face and say, you thought you killed me, but I'm still here. I still got a fight down on the inside of me. See, that's what happens when you get in the refuge of God. You understand that when I go in this place, I can get my strength back. When I go in this place, I can get my power back. When I go in this place, I can get my fasting back. When I go in this place, I can get my prayer back. When I go into this place, I can get my understanding of what His word really is back. When I go into this place, I can understand that there in Him is hope. It's hope in that refuge. My fortress, my God, in whom I trust. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways acknowledge Him, for He is. He shall direct my path. He, can I make it personal? He is my path. This is my personal walk with Him. When you trust in Him, He becomes your path. When you trust Him, He becomes your path. He becomes the direction that you need to go when heartache and pain frustration, disappointment comes up. He becomes your past. Come on here. When you he say, find the old past and walk therein. Can I be the bearer of good news? This new stuff that they got going on, it don't work. Oh, Lord, help me. Right through here, preacher, how do you know? Because I tried it for myself, and I found out. I'm going to go ahead and confess myself. I tried some of this new stuff, and this new stuff don't work. The only thing that works is the old path. The only thing that works is the fasting and the praise. No, come on, get it. Oh, my God. The only thing that still works is the blood. The only thing that still works is his word. The only thing that still, come on here. Come on and have a seat. This new stuff don't work. Only thing it does is fill a room. And when the room is filled, you leave empty, just like you came. Come here. But it's only when the word of God is applied to your life. It's only when the blood is applied to your life. It's only when the true word of God is attached to your life. You can walk into that place. Come on here and find out that there is a place called trusting in God that will move you to your next dimension. Let me share a couple of passages of scripture with you this morning. I don't want you to leave empty. I want you to leave empty. I don't want you to leave empty. I want you to leave full. I want you to leave full. Watch. Exodus 33:22 says, and when God's glory passed by, I will pull you up into a cliff of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Ain't that something? When your storm and of your life is going on, God will pick you up as he passed by. And he's going to cover you. Why are you going through? Don't trip. Don't worry. God's hand. Come on here. It's basically what he's saying. I got my hand on you. Don't worry. Your tears are just temporary release of the pain and the sorrow and grief. Come on in the room, Paul Martin. I can't sing like Paul Martin, but watch this. That song ministers to you in a way to where no matter what you may be going through, your tears are just temporary. He'll pick you up and he'll put you close to him. Watch. Psalm 17:18 says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadows of your wing. Paul, that did something to my soul. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Keep me. And basically, what he's saying is, keep your eye on me. Keep your eye on me. Keep your eye on me. He said, the apple of my eye. You know. Back in the day when we were dating real good. You remember back in the day when we were dating real good? We looked at him. Girl, you're the apple of my eye. I got you. I got my eye on you. I got my good eye. On you. I got my good eye on you. Watch, God got his good eye on you. He's watching you. He's keeping you. He's protecting you. He's guiding you. His eye is on you. Worry yourself not about what you got going on. He say, my eye is on you. Fear not, fret not. His eye is on you. Watch this. Psalm 27:5 says, for in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shadow. He will cancel ones under the covering of his tent. He will set me high upon a rock. In other words, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he'll put you in a high place. He'll put you in a high place. We got one more. I'm going to give you one more. I'm trying to get you to your happy place. He says, you hide them in the secret place. It's Psalms 31:20. You hide them in the secret place of your presence, for the shame of man, you have canceled them in your shelter for assuming tongues, from accusing tongues. I'm sorry, from accusing tongues. Basically, what that means, what that says is, let me help you. God's going to start canceling out these accusing tongues on your, oh, come on, and let me help you to your brand new place. Let me help you get right on into your brand new place, God's going to start canceling some tongues, some accusing tongues. He says that every T, say he's going to cancel every tongue that rises against you in this hour. You're going through this storm. They talking noise. You're going through this despair. They talking noise. You're going through this hurt. They talking noise. You're going through this despair. They talking noise. But can I help you? The Bible says he will silence the noisome pestilence. Not so much as they won't stop talking. See, because they don't have, come on here, let's just be real. They don't have enough sense to stop talking. But what God will do is this. He'll let them keep talking. They won't affect you. Ain't that something? They still going to be running their mouth. They still going to have all of this negativity that they got to say. They still going to have all this stuff that they got going on in their mind. They got all of this that they just got. Have you ever been in the presence of somebody that said, I just got to get this off my chest? Yeah, that one right there. He going to let them keep talking, but the more they talk, it's not even going to come on here, preacher, and then preach this morning. Let these people know the truth. They're going to keep on talking, but it's not going to affect you. Their mouth is going to consistently run because, watch this, that's all they know. Oh, Lord, Reverend, you're going to get you get yourself in trouble. Listen, that's all they know how to do. And the beautiful part about this is this. Let me help you to your happy place. They're designed to be that way because your haters now become your elevators. Oh, Lord, your haters become your elevators. They're the reason why you keep going higher and higher in God. They're the reason why you pray even more now. They're the reason why you're talking to God even more now. They're the reason why you fasting and praying. They the ones why all of that is going on. God said, you know what? He ain't saying nothing. She ain't saying a word. But they still talking. Let me go and get on there, elevate them a little bit higher. Because watch this. The more they talk, the higher you get. Because watch this. They put negativity in the air, but God makes the negativity into positivity. Because watch this. They already know their reputation about them anyway. So you ain't even really got to say nothing. Come here. Let me talk to you. You ain't even got to say nothing. You ain't even got to open up your mouth and say a word. God will cancel that thing out for you. Because the more they talk, the more they're going to want you to show up. The more come back on, they're going to come in. They're going to be like, my wife had that experience. She ain't nothing like what they said she was. Exactly right. She ain't nowhere near. I didn't have that experience. Man, they told me that if you was such and such, such and such. Oh, well. He said, but I don't see nothing that they're talking about you. Can I help you? They're going to have a conversation talking about how bad you are, about how you do all of the wrong things at the wrong time, how you got all these bad words, how your words, when you speak your word, oh, Lord, your word don't never come to pass. But I'm here to tell you that there are just as many people as there are talking about you, talking about how your word ain't good. There's a whole bunch of folks that saying that man there, that woman there, preach the word, and they change their lives. People are being saved. People are being delivered. People are being set free. Just hang on in there. God is your refuge. God is your refuge. Storms are going to come. trials are going to come. Tribulations are going to come. Heartache and pain is going to come. Let me help you to your happy place. Let me push you to your purpose. Drive you to the destiny. Hop in the car with me. We got one more trip to make together. Come on. People are going to consistently and constantly talk about you. Let me help you. Smile in your face all the way time, all the time, trying to take your place. Backstabbers. I can't sing. Y'all, I know I can't sing. But y'all remember that song? Y'all remember that song? Smile in your face. Just as giddy as they want to be. Just as positive as they want to be in front of you. But the whole time behind your back. Got words of negativity, words of talking about how you ain't going to never make it. I just got them around just to have them around. But see, little do you know is this. Let me help you to your happy place. Let me preach you to clarity. Those of you all who have this mentality where you're talking about it, because I know y'all listening. I know y'all listening. I work, believe me, believe and understand, trust and understand. I work in the prophetic. I operate in the prophetic. I operate in the gift of discernment. I operate in that. Let me help you to your happy place real quick. Oh, Jesus. You missed the opportunity to have someone great connected to you because you refused to see what was really engrafted in them in the Holy Ghost. This is why it's important. I tell people this all the time. Not to know no man after the flesh. Because you know someone after the flesh, you start to make fleshly decisions. Know no man after the flesh. It's good to have a relationship. It's good to have friends. It's good to have people that's connected to you, that know you. But don't know them after the flesh. What that simply means is don't know that person so to the point to where you feel free enough to say whatever you want to say about that individual person. Because what you run the risk of, you run the risk of making temporary decisions that will permanently affect you for the rest of your life. Because of a simple fact, you have to now give account of every word that you have said about that person. And believe me, the Holy Ghost can whoop you better than these hands that I have ever could. I'm 6'1", about 310, 320. I got power behind everything I hit. I could probably knock them unconscious. But what God would do to them would be worse than what I could ever do to them. Let me help you real quick. God, Holy Ghost, you play too much. God will give you a Saul experience that you think you run in the situation. Baby. And still be on the job clocking in every day. And don't be in charge of nothing. Y'all remember that song, Joe, that they said that they were singing while Saul and David was going through that? Saul has killed his thousand. David has killed his 10,000. Saul has killed his thousand. David has killed his 10,000. It worked every day, punching in. Making decisions to rule the country. talking every day to the council, but you'd have been fired. Pardon me, you the pastor, showing up the Bible study, preaching, sharing the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, shall I no, 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 oh, no, 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 no. He won't take your gift, but he will fire you. And then the crazy part about it is you don't have to call that person. Yeah. You don't have to call that person. Oh, Lord, to play a song. Yeah. Play a love song, a song. Play a love song to the Lord to soothe your heart because you're so frustrated and angry and upset and you don't even know why. Go get David. And then be so mad seeing red when he come in. But he saw a plan so he can get that spirit off your life. You got to call somebody to pray you through. That same person that you done ran their name through the mud and talked about. You better call them. You better call Tyrone. You gotta call him and tell him to come here and talk to me because I'm dealing with this issue. David is playing the harp, getting ready to close, playing his harp. While David is playing the harp, Saul sees red, hotter than fist grease, hotter than a $2 pistol on Saturday night. Hot. Fireball hot. Just hot, hot. Said that listeners and say, listen to David playing. And he grabs a spear and throws it at David. Now, in Saul's mind, he killed David with this spear. Let me help you real good. Let me help you real good. Let me help you real good. Saul killed David in his mind with this spear. I'm going to say it again. In his mind, he killed David with this spear. In his mind, he killed David with this spear. How many people have you killed in your mind with that spear? Can I bring it to the 21st century? How many people have you killed with your tongue? How many people have you opened up your mouth and spoke on and killed them with your tongue? But in actuality, when Saul actually said it, or in the text as he threw it, it missed. Now I'm going to talk to y'all that's out there, that they thought that they killed you. They missed. That, I felt that just ride out of me like a wave of a wind. They thought they killed you. Mm-hmm. They thought they were celebrating your death.
Okay.
We got him. Then when Saul ran, I'm sorry, when David ran because he was afraid. David ran because he knew if he stayed in the presence of Saul, God would have killed him. So,
some folk you had to leave out of their presence. Because if you didn't leave out of their presence, God was going to be so angry that he was going to kill them right then and there. He was going to wipe out not just Saul, but everybody that was connected to Saul. But see, David had a relationship with Saul's son. And David knew if I don't leave from his presence, he's going to kill everything that's connected to him. Let me just go. That gave Saul's son the courage to come and talk to David. Listen, I got my daddy. Oh, come on here, somebody. You got folk that you've been running down their name in front of everybody, and everybody saying to themselves, why are you running her down? Why are you running him down? They're good people. They do more for you than you do for yourself. I'm going to park it right there. Y'all don't get out the car. Y'all don't get out. We here now. Y'all, I'm done. We here now. Listen, you have a refuge in God. In this storm of life that rages, know that he has his hands on you. He will see you through. No matter what is trying to hold you, he has his hands on you. That's my song. I love that song. So, in this storm, naturally, in this storm physically, in this storm emotionally, in this storm spiritually, fear not for what you see, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Excuse me. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time, for this word, for these your people. God, my prayer tonight, today, in this night season, I don't know why God keep bringing me into this night thing, but this night season that we're in, Father, our prayer is that you shift the mindsets of those that are under the sound of our voices. God, calls those that are in a place of storm, naturally, physically, and emotionally, that is in this storm, God. God, help them through. God, with the pandemic going on and Laura in the Gulf of Mexico, God, and life as we know it is so difficult and so complex. God, some of us are in a place right now, we're trying to figure out why, trying to figure out how, trying to figure out what. But because you are God, because you are God all by yourself, we thank you for a place of deliverance. We thank you for a piece of place of wisdom. Thank you for a place of understanding, guiding us and leading us on every single. Father, we thank you for opening up ways like only you know how. God, for silencing, God, the voices that God speaks against us. Thank you for silencing the mindset of those that spoke against us. God, thank you for silencing ways of the enemy that has tried to come against us. God, we thank you for standing in the midst of us. God, giving us the ability to see you for who you are. God, giving us the understanding. I say us because I want to include everybody. I want to include the whole body, everybody, God. Even the ones, I want to include the ones, even the ones, God, that have spoke these things. God, strengthen them on every. Give them to know that in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the rain, in the midst of the tears, in the midst of the heartache, in the midst of the pain, God, that you're not only just able, but God, you're well able, God, to see us through all of those trials and tribulations. All of the hurt, pain, and disappointments, God, all of the letdowns, all of the letouts, all of the times that we're, God, we gave up in the midst of, God, the times that we did not understand. Father, in the times that we stumbled and we failed. God, in the times where we missed the mark. Father, our prayer is that you help us understand. Not just understand who we are, but understand where we are. And what you are doing in us, through us, and for us. God, give us the ability to stand wholeheartedly with our whole mind and our whole spirit in that place, God. God, that we don't stumble in our own way and we don't stumble in our own mindset. But grace be unto you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. God, calm our hearts and soothe our fears of all this that's going on around us. Father, for you are able to do what you said you're going to do, and that is be God and be big in our life.
Thank you.
Not only will you step in, God, but you will improve every area of our life. Give us the understanding that weeping may endure for a night, but your joy comes in the morning. But even though there is a raging sea, a high wave that comes against our lives. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father, you will build up a standard against him. We thank you for your standard and the ability to stand therein. God, even in our minds, Father God, where our minds are tempted, our hearts are filled with despair and distress. Give us the ability to stand firmly in us. Gird us, God. Gird our loins. Gird our heart. Gird our minds. Gird our tongues. Gird our eyes, God. Gird our thoughts. Gird our ears. God, that we are able to wholly, solely walk in you. But we know all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. We thank you for purpose being made known. Not just in our lives, but Father, in you.
Mm-hmm.
It is in you we live. It is in you we breathe. It is in you we have our being. Gird the weary, the faint of heart, the ones that struggle, the ones that end that struggle. Gird them again, God. Give them to know that even though the enemy has plots and plans, you are their answer. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We will go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Pray and cry. just can't roll.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. After you've done all to stand, stand therefore with your loins girded about the truth. Stand with your mind and your heart girded. You know, in the midst of everything that we got going on, that is a fitting song for us on this morning. Keep on standing, keep on standing, keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Keep on knowing that God is not just able, but God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, regardless of where we may be at in our situation, regardless of where we may be at in our life and what we're going through. Know that God will for surely see us through. We're going to go ahead on, go into our overcomers scripture. And then into our overcomers prayer on this morning, and we're just excited about what God is doing for those that are in the midst of life changing experience in their life to give their life to Christ. We're just thankful that God is showing up for them and showing up in this broadcast to help them through, because we understand that sometimes life gives us a little bit of a difficult place to be in, and we don't always know how to handle every situation that we go through. But we do know that God is not just able, but God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And the only thing we have to do is just trust God in the midst of that we're going through. He's able to show up, ladies and gentlemen. He's able to show up. Just hold fast to what God is saying. Just hold fast to what God is saying, because He's speaking in His hour. He's speaking in His hour. Amen. Amen. You'll find that this is our scripture reading every time we do the Overcomers Prayer. This is our scripture that we use. It's Romans 10:9, and it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, those of you all who are under the sound of my voice on this morning, the message spoke for itself. The message spoke for itself. That when you are in the place of despair, when you're in your place of despair, when you're in your place of despair, know that God is not just able, but God is well able to see you through your storm and through your trial. This is an opportunity that we want to extend to you to receive the power of God, and know that God is not just able, but God is well able to see you through all of that you go through. Only thing you have to do is just look toward the hills which come at your help, and your help comes from the Lord. He will stand not only just in you, but He'll stand for you, and He'll stand with you. Fear not for what the enemy may try to come against your life with, because the thing that the enemy tried to use as a weapon to keep you mortified or keep you in captivity could only work for so long. And this is your opportunity to bring yours to come out, to step out of that place, to step out of that place. It is very simple. It's not complicated. It's not complex at all. It's not complex at all. But just pray this prayer with me. When you pray this prayer, you put the devil on notice that I don't belong to you anymore. It's just that simple. I don't want to be a part of your little group no more. I don't want to be a part of your little clique no more. I'm done. I tap out. I'm gone. I'm good. I'm good. So pray this prayer with me. Pray this prayer with me. And we'll go to our next stage, and next purpose, next shift that we go to. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead and that I am saved. Just that simple. Just that simple. You are now a part of the body of Christ. We want to be the first ones to welcome you to the body of Christ. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Continue to listen to the broadcast, because this will be the very thing that will get you to the next place where you need to be. It will give you your strength. It will give you your fight. It will give you your drive. It will give you your push. It will give you the ability to stand in the midst of all that is going on. No matter how rough your road may seem, no matter how bad things may be, God is able not just to see you through, but he is able to make sure that you get to that next phase and that next purpose in your life. Just hang on in there. God is able. God is able. And that, we thank you for being a part of the broadcast and continuing to share. Let me share a few couple of keys with you. We have a couple of keys that we want to share with you. One, get you a really good Bible. Those of you all that have that, if you like something a little bit more easy, get the Bible app. Download the Bible app on the phone. There's a real good one. There's an audio Bible that will actually read to you. You know, I have found that to be a good thing for me when I'm going through my storms. When I sleep, I let it play. I let it play. I just put the audio Bible on, and I find something like Psalms or Proverbs, and I let Psalms and Proverbs play while I'm asleep. And it helps you. It helps you through the night. It keeps the word that's continually applying to your heart and to your mind, and it keeps you from being so captivated by all the stuff that's going on in your life. Get that audio Bible app. Another thing is listen in to some of the preachers that's on the internet. Find you a good preacher right now, because we really can't get to churches. So find you a preacher right now to get yourself into a good church, to get connected into, to tune in with, to connect with. Amen. Strengthen your heart. And make sure that that person that is preaching the word is living the word. Make sure that their life and their mentality is connected. I know it's hard right now trying to find something or someone that really has the mind and embodiment of who Christ is. Amen. So it's kind of difficult. But connect with somebody that is able to do that. The Abba House International, we're fixing to start going Facebook Live. We're going to start posting on Facebook Live. So you guys go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page and start streaming in, because we're going to start going from there, and we're going to start streaming Bible. We're going to start streaming Bible study, and we're going to start streaming Bible study, and we're going to start streaming church services from there as well. So you guys connect with that, and I will post that real soon. On Facebook. Make sure that person is living their life, and make sure that when you get a part of that body, make sure that person is preaching the true and unadulterated gospel. If what they're preaching don't line up with your inner words, don't even worry yourself. Amen? Amen. Let's say a quick prayer for the prayer list for those who have submitted your prayer request. I believe I covered our prayer when I prayed at the end of the message, but we'll pray a prayer for those who have submitted their prayer requests, and the ones who have prayer requests that have specific prayer requests, we will take those prayer requests and pray for those prayer requests. Listen, those of you all who have not had an opportunity to submit your prayer request, at the end of the broadcast, go ahead on and submit them into worldwidegospel@gmail.com. You can also go to the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page and submit your request there. You can also go to the blogtalk.com/worldwidegospelconnection and leave your request there. Also, just a reminder, you guys that are listening in, make sure that when you get that opportunity to submit those prayer requests, please share that with your friends and tell them, look, put your request in Pastor Douglas and Lady Douglas's praying, and they'll pray for you. They'll pray for our request. So just a reminder to submit those as well. So let us go into prayer for those who have their prayer requests and those who have submitted prayer requests and those who have prayer requests and have not had the opportunity. We want to pray for you now. Father God, we thank you for your amazing love, continual mercies, and continual graces, Lord, that covers our life. God, we thank you for walking and talking inside of us, giving us the ability to stand in the midst of the storm. Lord, yea, though that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with us, your rod and your staff to comfort us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we believe that, and we're standing on that. We're standing on the fact that, God, you're not just able, but well able to see us through. God, no matter what we may be feeling and going through, we realize that the battle is not ours, but it belongs to you. And in that, Lord God, we look toward the heels which come in our help, and our help comes from you. God, we're standing on and in your word. God, that you are this God, but you are God all by yourself. You recover all that we lost. God, you will strengthen us on every hand. God, all those who have submitted their prayer request to us, God, and the ones who had their prayer request and they're submitting their prayer request, our prayer today, God, is that you move by your power and by your strength. Show up, Lord God, like only you know how. So I give them the ability to stand in the midst of the storm, stand in the midst of the rain, and wipe away the tears from their eyes. God, give them the strength to understand that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Make a way like only you know how. God, stand in them, God, stand for them. And standing with him. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Also, guys, remember those of you all who have any commercials that you guys would like to share, please feel free to submit your prayer request into the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. Submit your request there. Get your request there. We will most definitely get back with you to get that taken care of with you. Also, those of you all who have business opportunities that you would like to share on the broadcast, you have jobs that's opening up. We would love to promote that for you as well. So please, business owners that you guys want to. Put your request out there as far as your business is concerned and you're hiring. We will do that as well. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to share that with the people to get them to the place where they need to be. Amen. Remember, Core Gifted Gifts. You go to coregiftedgifts@gmail.com and you can make your request for the purchase there. She will definitely get back with you as far as that. And Core Gifted Gifts. With Bad Bums and all that. Also, we're in the process of revamping the Facebook page and all that stuff. So as far as adding the different products and stuff that Core Gifted Gifts sale as well. So you guys can go in and make it and select that area right there. And she will definitely get back with you with those requests as well. Outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, we have nothing else. God bless you. We thank you so much for joining in with us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. You guys have a great day.
Not a second, poor lover. not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another day. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left. While I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know.